Good morning. This is Marco with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July the 10th. Overnight, we had December corn up 6.25 cents at $5.75. September wheat down 0.5 cent at $6.49. November beans up 21 cents at $13.38¾. Obviously, we've got a lot coming up this week. First of all, we'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll have crop progress at 3 o'clock. That should show a 1 to 3 percentage point increase in the corn and bean ratings. And wheat harvest ought to be catching up somewhat out here. Obviously, on Wednesday, we've got the supply and demand report. The big number probably is going to be the bean carryout. The average guess is 206 million bushels, down from 350 last month. I think that's overstated. I think it's closer to 160 to 170, somewhere in that range. But we'll see what the government comes up with. They're looking for a 91 million reduction on the corn carryout, down to 2.166 billion bushels, and on the wheat, up 3 million at 565. I really think the bean number is going to kind of control this thing. If it's bearish, then I think we're going to see the market under pressure. Obviously, if we got a bullish number, I think the beans ought to drag everything up with it. The yield, they're looking for 51.4 on the beans against 52 on the June report. They're looking for the corn yield at 175.8. That's down 5.7 bushels. I think that's probably about right. I think it's about right on the beans. So we'll just see what the reports say here on Wednesday. And on Thursday, obviously, we have export sales. But, you know, I think the beans really were oversold in this last week. If I would have told you on Friday, this past Friday, that for the week, November beans would be down 25 cents and December corn only down 0.5 cent after the report we saw a week ago Friday, I don't think anybody would have believed it. You know, beans should be much higher, corn should be much lower. But that's not what we saw out here. Maybe the market knows something I don't. So that's what I see here for the week. We've got, you know, the weather looks pretty favorable, which is why I think we'll see increases in the crop ratings out here. It looks to stay, you know, relatively cool. No real heat out here that we can see for the next 5 days or so. Then maybe heats up toward the weekend. But all in all, we've got pretty favorable weather out here. But again, on the beans, I'm not sure it's a yield issue. They're not going to jump the bean yield 2 or 3 bushels from the 52 that the government originally put in. I think they'll be lucky if they get anywhere near 52, frankly. But these rains have helped, and it'll certainly stop some of the bleeding that we've seen out here. But I think the big thing is the acreage number. And if we cut the carryouts where they should be, yeah, I believe beans have got to move higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.